bed with a planter and plant it up there, you see, because cotton's got to have some, you get the dirt away from the grass away from the cotton, don't you get all mixed up and you can't do nothing with it, you see. You got to get it where you can get the dirt away from the cotton and get the grass out of that. This place is awful bad for grass, a lot of moose grass here, and I tell you, it was a pain. And you know what I did that moose grass? I went to the sawmill around here and hauled slabs. There's a lot of sawmills in here cutting pine dim. You see, there's a lot of pine logs in here that's that big through, you see, 25 and 30 feet long, you see, and they cut them up in slabs on them, and then throw the slab away and burn them. I went there and got me them slabs, and I built me a fence around my cotton patch with them slabs. Just put a post in the ground and drive it a little bit and stick it up. That's all the fence you need for that. Built about as high as that chair back and get me a bunch of geese and put in there. And you wouldn't have no hoeing to do. And they'll kill that moose grass quicker than anything in the world, because you plow it up, it rains, or just keep it going. They'll never know that you ever bought it. An old goose come along and get a hold of it, she bites by pulling. Pull that thing out of the ground and it'll lay down sunshine and die. I've had a many bad moose patch killed that way just by a geese pigeon.
And they wouldn't pull the cotton?
No, they don't eat the cotton. They won't eat it. They'll eat that grass and eat that moose grass if it's in there, work all night. And wife made her some feather beds in time of that. Why, had them geese, we picked them feathers off them geese and make beds out of them.
Well, that's really interesting. That's what they're doing today. They're trying so much, aren't they? They're trying to get the natural enemy or something to go after it.
Well, in a few years now, in two or three years, that old fence is how them pine slabs be rotten, don't you see? Just pile it up and burn it, get it out of your way. You see, go build you another. You couldn't move it, it's too rotten. Them slabs don't last but a few years. Now, old bark, you'll anyhow, you see, and bare little wood, and they soon turn gone. And so I'd get off of this patch, and I'd put me another over there somewhere, and have the moose grass on, put my cotton over there, and my geese over there. Go another year.
And we're just cleaning it out. How did you harvest hay?
Well, you have a mower and a rake pulled by mule now that you see that, I mean, then, now you see you have all that high-priced machinery that one man does the whole thing, rakes it up and bales it, loads it.
I understand some of that machinery costs $30,000 or
more. Yeah, they cost that. Well, I bought me I bought me an old second-hand mowing machine to mow my pasture land, where you've got lots of cattle on ground. They'll eat the grass out and the bitterweed will take it. Bitterweed grows about knee-high with a yellow bloom on top of it and makes the milk so bitter you can't drink it hardly. So I bought an old mower just to mow that first. I didn't have any hay ground, I just bought a mower to get rid of that bitterweed. If you mow it before the seed mature, it'll die. But if you don't want you, if you mow it too close to the ground, it'll come out again and then you can't mow it. Mm-hmm. But mow it high enough the first time so when it comes out you can get on it the second time and it's too late then for it to make another crop of seed. They was awful bad. Bitterweed was just terrible in this place. Grows on poor land that's been worked to death and not fertilized mostly, see.
Oh, I see.
It was. So I bought that first and then I got the sowing that crop. I come in here sowing Lespedeza seed, Cerisa Lespedeza, for hay, and I sowed some of that. What's the news?
Nothing, I just
saw it. Will you join us?
Let the bell ring a while.
You talk a lot, I'm sure.
I
thought I'd sip you on a cup of coffee.
Why, thank you. That'd be very nice of you. I'm learning. I told your husband he's a good teacher. He's telling me how to get weeds out of the cotton patch.
Yeah.
And
she relaxed the geese a many times when the gold was crawling.
I hold him many day when he wasn't in the field hoeing too.
I see.
I'll make you a cup of coffee.
Well,
do you want anything?
See, as I told you this morning, now boys, there's much different age. There wasn't any two of them here at the same time. You might say that oldest boy was 12 years older than the youngest one, you see.
Right.
And so I only had one plowboy at a time.
Right.
And then when it comes to him, he was the youngest one. He was so bad with that, he just couldn't stand stock hardly at all. He wasn't with me. And the middle one, the one's kind of aging now, was my main stake, and he stayed with me long the rest of it.
He really enjoyed it.
Worth more to him and liked it. Mm. He always did.